The cleanup underway in Florida. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. Power slowly being restored to the more than 2 million people who have been without electricity since Hurricane Ian made impact less than a week ago.
What I've told my folks at the state EOC and what they've put out the word is, okay, you're doing a good job getting all the power back on these other counties. Don't go home yet.
Governor Ron DeSantis, who also says crews are working to put a temporary bridge in place to connect Pine Island, which has been cut off for days, with the mainland. And on Sanibel, a 24-hour curfew is in effect, as officials say it's too dangerous for residents to be walking around. President Biden expected to visit Florida later this week. Today, he and the First Lady were in Puerto Rico promising help after the island sustained damage from Hurricane Fiona.
I'm confident we're going to be able to do all you want, Governor. And I'm committed to this island.
Puerto Rico still hasn't fully recovered from Hurricane Maria, which battered the island in 2017. The president says the federal government will provide $60 million in infrastructure funding to strengthen levees and flood walls. Lawyers defending five members of an extremist group against federal charges say a rebellion was not their purpose in Washington.
Philip Linder, attorney for Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes, told a jury that his client and four colleagues were only part of a peacekeeping force on January 6, 2021. Linder said in the defense's opening statement that Stewart meant no harm to the Capitol. Stewart and four others face seditious conspiracy for what prosecutors say was their role in the Capitol riot. A conviction could mean decades in prison. Prosecutors say the aim was to bring the peaceful transfer of power to a halt.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. The defense insists the prosecution's facts are completely wrong. America is listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a three-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
American and Philippine Marines have joined forces for combat drills.
1,900 Americans are among 2,500 Marines taking part in joint military exercises off the Philippines coast. Live fire drills with fighter jets and missile launchers. The annual drills, called Kamandag, the tag-along acronym for Cooperation of the Warriors of the Sea, are the first under new President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. His predecessor, Rodrigo Duterte, once threatened to end the drills out of deference to China, but never did it. He retired, and Marcos won election and took office in June. The exercises run through October 14th. Chris Foster, Fox News.
Kim Kardashian has been barred from promoting cryptocurrencies for 3 years and has been ordered to pay a $1 million fine to settle federal charges that she recommended a crypto security to her 330 million Instagram followers without making it clear she was paid to do so. Kardashian must also give up the $250,000 she was paid for the post plus interest. Kardashian is the latest celebrity to get caught up in regulations that require a full disclosure by people getting paid to promote financial products. In 2020, Steven Seagal agreed to pay more than $300,000 as part of a similar settlement with the SEC. TikTok may be expanding to focus on e-commerce.
It's being called TV shopping of the live stream era. TikTok is reportedly planning to partner with live shopping platform TalkShop Live to let users buy products from live streams. The Financial Times reports the companies are finalizing arrangements, though both have yet to release details. The report comes after Meta's Facebook announced it was ditching its own live shopping feature, suggesting folks showcase their products through Reels videos, though the live shopping feature will remain on Instagram.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. Bono hitting the road without U2 this fall. He'll be visiting 14 cities, beginning in New York next month to promote his memoir, Surrender, 40 Songs, One Story. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.